Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to hear from state climatologist Harry Hilliker. He's going to talk about our drought outlook for this year and for the coming spring.
When I last talked to you, we were pretty deep into the drought, and the drought designation's been decreased for a lot of Iowa. How have we been on precipitation levels over winter?
Generally, not doing all that well, I guess you'd say, across the state of Iowa, but certainly things vary quite a bit across the state. Since summer ended, and basically our soil moisture recharge season began in September, precipitation has actually been close to normal in about the eastern, at least parts of the eastern one-third of Iowa, generally east of the Marion County area. And with northeast Iowa and the extreme southeast corner of the state basically doing the best and being the closest to normal over that period. But on the other hand, far northwestern Iowa, it's been very, very dry. Some areas only maybe one-third the normal amount of precipitation since the end of summer. And therefore, soil's still very, very dry up in that part of the state. So rather variable conditions. Certainly, everyone in the state's got more moisture in the ground than they did, say, 4 months ago. But compared to normal, much of the state's still far less than what's usual for soil moisture. And in most cases, there's less moisture in the ground now than there was at this time last year. And we weren't doing that great last year at this time either, so definitely not a good sign. But at least some improvement in soil moisture, but for most of the state, not as much as we were hoping for when it came into the fall.
So how important is winter for that soil recharge period? Is there time to make up for it in the spring, or is winter the big part of it?
Generally speaking, historically, the fall months, September through, say, early part of December, would be the biggest contributor to getting soil moisture back to normal. The winter months, generally not much of a player for a couple of reasons. One being it's the driest time of the year. December, January, February would be by far the three driest months of the calendar year. And just simply even in normal years don't provide us all that much moisture. And secondly, what little moisture we get is usually falling on frozen ground and therefore at that time of the year and therefore isn't able to work its way into the soil. So at this point, early January, we'd be having to look ahead towards once the ground thaws out again, which typically would be during the latter half of March, and still a pretty good amount of season there, last half of March, April, and into May to still help recharge soil moisture at that time before the next growing season really gets going in a big way. And say in eastern Iowa, that spring precipitation, if it's halfway normal anyway, should be enough to get things in pretty good shape for soil moisture. In northwest, far northwest Iowa, probably still going to be short soil moisture, even with a relatively wet spring season. And elsewhere, which would kind of include the Marion County area, maybe about 50-50 odds that things would be at least somewhat normal for soil moisture by time spring planting comes along. So certainly some concern there, but not quite in dire straits for except in that north western part of the state.
Okay. So you're saying that with the if the soil is frozen, it won't take up any of that moisture. What about for periods like we're having now, where we're having some warm temperatures, and a lot of the snow is melting? Does the ground thaw out fast enough to take in any of that?
Possibly it might be able to absorb some of that moisture. Probably not all that much of it. Most would probably either just run off or, in fact, with the relatively slow rate of melting we've had, a lot of it just simply evaporate and not get into the soil or run off, either one. But there might be a little bit of moisture that's able to work its way in the soil. And there's not really all that much frost in the ground across southern Iowa right now, but so there's not a lot of frost to overcome, so to speak. But typically, I guess we wouldn't expect much of this moisture to actually be able to work its way into the soil at this time of the year, even with the mild weather we got coming up here this week.
Okay. What are your predictions for spring? Are we going to have a moist spring, or is it going to be kind of normal? And if it's just normal, is that enough to make up for it?
Really hard to know. Typically, our best prediction tools are what's going on out in the Pacific Ocean as far as whether we have El Nino event occurring or a La Nina event. And unfortunately, at this time, we have neither one. It's kind of in between, which is termed a neutral situation. And that isn't much of a predictor historically as far as what to expect for us. So there's not a whole lot to go on as far as what to expect, you know, that far in advance. Computer models and such, you know, can't see more than maybe 2 or perhaps 3 weeks in advance with any degree of confidence anyway. And so other thing I guess we could take a look at is what's happened, you know, in other following, you know, major droughts in other years. And basically what we find there is that there is a bit of a tendency for the year following a major drought, such as we had in 2012, to also be bring us less rainfall than usual, and a very slight tendency for the following year also be a little bit on the warm side of normal. In both cases, usually it's not as hot as the initial drought year or as dry as the initial one, but still not in the direction we'd rather be in, which would be cooler and wetter than usual. And unfortunately, the highest odds historically would seem to favor below normal rainfall for the spring months when you're coming off a drought year like we had last year. And so based on that one little bit of evidence, which isn't necessarily the most convincing evidence we can come up available, but that would suggest, you know, chances are be a drier than usual spring coming up. But again, not a lot of confidence with that outlook. But for, say, about the eastern third of Iowa, even relatively close to normal spring rainfall would probably be enough to get us into pretty good shape for soil moisture. And say the central third of the state, going from, say, south central up to north central Iowa, something even fairly close to normal may be enough to get us in pretty good shape for soil moisture as well. The big worry would be more the far northwestern part of the state, which is much, much drier right now than the rest of the state, and usually sees less rainfall in the winter and spring than the rest of the state has. So they're kind of at a double disadvantage there, that they're normally drier than us anyway, and they're a lot drier than the rest of the state right at the moment. So that northwestern part of the state is, you know, much worse situation than everybody else.
All right, well, thanks very much for talking with me today.
You're welcome, Brad.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from state climatologist Harry Hilliker. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.